With COVID-19 cases still climbing in many states, the weather turning colder. JP Morgan is out with a new note warning that a winter surge could take a toll on consumer spending. So we want to talk to one of the economists behind that note. We have Jesse Edgerton. He's a senior economist at JP Morgan. Jesse, it's good to see you again. A lot of unknowns at this point, but cases certainly continuing to climb in some states. How do you see this impacting, potentially impacting consumer spending over the next couple of months?
Well, that's right. I don't want to be too alarmist here. I'm not an epidemiologist or a doctor, so I was interested to hear Dr. Harris on the last segment saying that he was worried about a winter wave as well. But at this point, we are starting to see cases rise again in some of the colder northern states like Montana, North Dakota, my home state of Minnesota, Vermont, Alaska, of course, where the temperatures are falling and which were some of the first states to see big increases last year around this time when the winter wave started. So I think we are watching it a little more carefully, kind of worried about it at this point, hoping that the vaccines will prevent as big a wave as we got last year, but again, are starting to see the first signs of it there. And then if we do get another significant wave, I think it will probably drag a little bit more on the spending recovery, particularly in the services sector, as we've seen already in the last couple months under Delta.
And Jesse, just going back to what you said a moment ago there, just in terms of the significance of this, so it doesn't sound like you're necessarily expecting as big of a drop as we saw last winter. You're not necessarily expecting that to happen over the next couple of months.
We're hopeful that we won't see as big of a pullback as we did last winter, right? I do think people are learning to live with the virus, as frankly, we will need to do. Of course, we do have a large number of people that are vaccinated at this point. So hopefully they in particular will kind of continue getting back to normal and starting to go about their regular patterns. So at this point, we're kind of flagging it as a risk and hoping it won't have too much of a negative impact on the economy.
Jesse, in terms of what we are seeing today with consumer spending, the number that we got out this morning rose 0.8% in the month of August, signaling that this recovery is starting to regain some or gain some momentum, I should say. We talked to Keith Lerner of Truist at the top of the hour, and he was saying that the consumer in his eye is still very strong. Would you agree with that?
I think it really depends what you look at exactly, right? We have seen a big shift, of course, away from services and towards goods under COVID, as people have been afraid of traveling and going to the movies and things like that, and have shifted towards buying electronics and patio furniture and things, right? And so if you're in that goods producing sector of the economy, then it does seem like things are booming, right? Stores are having trouble keeping their shelves stocked. There's tons of demand for imported goods. The ports are clogged, et cetera. But on the other hand, if you look at the service sector numbers, some of them are still quite weak, right? We're still down 60 or 70% in terms of the movie box office numbers relative to the trend at this time of year from 2019. The TSA traveler numbers, number of people going through airport security, is down something like 20%. Sports attendance down 20%, right? So it really depends what you're looking at. And then I do think if we get a significant winter wave, that recovery in the services sector will probably stall out a little bit more, right? So we've been hoping that would boost growth here, boost consumer spending overall going forward as we get back to normal in the services sector. If we postpone that further, we could be in for a slower rebound overall.
Jesse, a lot of us are keeping a close eye on those inflation numbers, the expectations. Fed Chair Powell once again saying in front of lawmakers this week that he still expects the inflationary pressures to be transitory. Is that in line with your thinking, or are some of these issues that we're facing, the supply chain crisis that you were just referencing a minute ago, is that something that maybe makes us think that these inflationary pressures are a bit stickier than we initially thought?
Well, I think everybody's definition of transitory is probably getting stretched out a little bit. And that would certainly be true of the Fed and Powell, and it would be true of me as well. I still tend to think these things will be temporary. They won't literally last forever, right? Like I said, we're going through this period of a big demand shift towards goods. People want to buy things instead of experiences. And we're seeing the goods producing sector and the import sector kind of struggling to deal with that increased demand. At the same time that I think there are some restrictions on labor supply coming from concerns about COVID and childcare and government benefits and maybe people's priorities just shifting. So I don't think anybody thinks at this point that these supply constraints are going to go away immediately. But I would still guess that, say, over the next year, we'll start to see these things receding, right? Maybe 6 months from now, we won't be talking about these issues as much anymore.
All right. Jesse Edgerton, senior economist at JP Morgan. Thanks as always.